Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts in schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade now?
Hold on just a second. How long will the whole thing take?
Okay, this survey, it depends, but it takes from maybe 8 to 10 minutes, okay?
Okay. I have one child.
Okay, one child.
In that age range.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
I am 59.
59. All right, thank you. And how would you describe your gender?
Female.
Okay. And how would you describe your race, ma'am?
Caucasian.
Okay.
White.
All right. And, yes. Okay. Now, what grade is your child currently in?
Ninth grade.
Ninth. Okay. All right. And now, which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Would you say it's a public school but run by a school district, a public
yep.
charter school?
Nope.
The first
it's
one?
It's a public school run by the school district, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. And when it comes to your ninth grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say that is you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned, okay. And to the best of your knowledge, is your ninth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group, yes or no?
I think he's reading above what's expected, but I would say
okay.
that means expected, because
okay,
otherwise I think
yes.
it makes it sound like he's not reading well.
Okay. So, but yes, right? It's the level expected, right? Okay. And,
yeah.
Okay. Has your ninth grade child, pediatrician ever discussed with you how, you know, you can support your child's reading and development at home?
Yes.
Okay. And what kinds of activities or, you know, supports did your ninth grade child's pediatrician recommend it? Reading with your child, singing songs, introducing vocabulary, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, talking with your child, oral story time, reciting nursery rhymes, or other. You can select all that apply.
I think all of those.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure that they mentioned nursery rhymes, but yeah.
So just take the nursery rhymes out?
Sure, take nursery rhymes out.
Okay, nursery rhymes. Okay, all right. Right, ma'am, and what information do you use to understand your ninth grade child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say grades or report cards? Literacy screens such as, you know, Ready, Early Bird, the Ball Star, information from my child's teacher, English Language Arts, MCAS, conversations with my child, parents teachers conference, or other?
I would say all of those except, I think there was like one that was tests. Not
okay,
the MCAT test, but I get that one, but there was...
Okay,
like,
yeah, English Language Arts. Yeah, MCAT.
I mean, course, I get MCATs, I get information from MCATs, but there was one before that about some
okay,
kind of testing.
Okay, information from my child's teacher?
No,
okay,
I got
literacy
that.
Screeners.
Yes,
literacy screeners.
That one.
Okay, so that one.
Yep.
Not that one, right? Everything else?
Not that one.
Yes.
Everything
okay.
else.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my ninth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. And does your ninth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? access to an outside specialist. One of the instruction from a specialist, a specific diagnosis, you know, to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are. Resources to use at home to help practice reading, a small group instruction.
I don't know. I'm sure that they offer. Let's run through them one more time. It was an outside
to
person.
An outside specialist. Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay, what about one of the instructions from a specialist?
Yes, they definitely have specialists that offer instructions.
Okay, so a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are.
They would offer that.
Okay, what about resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Yep.
And a small group instruction.
Yes.
Okay, so not just all those. All right, and have you ever looked for help outside, you know, of school to support your ninth grade child's reading progress? For example,
no.
You know, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside of school, get an outside assignment, etc.
No.
Okay, so no. All right, now thinking about, you know, the tools and methods teachers use to use, you know, in the classroom to help kids learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following? Reading, discover, recovery. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, not too familiar. What about textbooks by Fontes and Pino?
Not familiar.
Not at all familiar or not too familiar?
Nope, not at all familiar.
Okay, what about phonics?
Very familiar.
Sound it out? Sound it out?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Sight words, list, or flashcards?
Very familiar.
And, okay, a whole language?
Somewhat familiar.
Guessing from contest?
Very familiar.
And three queuing or queuing?
Not very familiar.
So not too familiar, right? Not too familiar.
Yeah, not too familiar.
Okay. All right, from what you know, what do you think research has shown, you know, is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Would that be phonics, sounding of words, sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
A combination of both.
Okay. Okay, and research has found, you know, that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. And knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Okay. All right, Mammon, how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests?
Not very much.
Okay, just a little or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay. And as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay. All right, Mammon, to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum. That is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching
students.
I have no idea.
What I know is that the schools are excellent and that all of our kids in general know how to read and they get into good colleges and they're doing really well.
Okay. And do you think
that people push evidence-based models and they ignore the fact that actually we just need to let kids have time to learn how to read.
All right. And do you think a school should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum material that are proven to work in teaching students how to read?
No.
So it'd be probably no or definitely no?
Definitely no.
Okay.
I think they should be required to.
Okay. And who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Would you say it's the state education officials, schools, schools districts, school administrations, teachers, or parents? All of the above.
All of the above.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. Only a couple minutes and we should be done. Okay. I really thank you for your time. Does your ninth grade child has dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And does your ninth grade child has an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
And does your ninth grade child receives services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. All right, now to the best of your knowledge, does your ninth grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, ma'am, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English? No other language?
Just English.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, master's degree. And, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Would that be below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or more than $150,000? $75,000 to $100,000. Okay, ma'am, and finally, I have your zip code 01062. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents, to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We need to, to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used for any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Would you like to participate in future research focus group or surveys about, Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part of focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. Would that be yes or no?
No, thank you.
Okay, no? All right. All right, ma'am. And, I have your first name is Sarah and last name Burnham. And the phone number is 413-522-6580, right?
That's correct.
All right, ma'am. And is there what is the best email address to reach you?
Do I need to give you an email address?
They can send you the information for those focus groups.
But I don't want to be a part of the focus group, so that's okay.
Oh, you don't want to be part of the
No.
You say yes. Okay, so no. Let me go back.
I said you could. No, I said that a reporter could contact me.
Yes, a reporter.
I do not want to be part of. They can phone me.
Okay, so you do want the reporter, right?
That's okay.
Yes,
they can phone me if there's a reporter, but I'm not going to, but not the focus groups.
Okay, so no, no focus groups. Okay. All right. Okay, then do you prefer to be if you know for future? Would you like to be contacted by a text message or email?
A text message would be fine.
Text message. Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.